listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Israel attacking Iran overnight in response for Iran's barrage of missiles at Israel after the killing of Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah. ABC News contributor and former Pentagon senior official Mick Mulroy says Israel has the power to strike deep inside Iran.
Israel has a lot of capabilities, both with air-launched ballistic missiles and cruise missiles, to really reach in and hit these locations.
A U.S. official saying the attack was conducted mostly with manned aircraft. 10 days until Election Day, former President Trump visiting Joe Rogan for an interview on his popular podcast before a rally in Michigan Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris rallying in Austin, Texas, along with music superstar Beyonce. E. coli cases linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders rising to 75 across 13 states. The CDC said Friday at least 22 people have been hospitalized. Freddie Freeman's 10th inning walk-off grand slam led the L.A. Dodgers to a 6-3 win over the New York Yankees, Game 1 of the World Series. This is ABC. After 35 years in prison for the shotgun murders of their parents, the fate of the Menendez brothers is now in the hands of a California judge who will decide if they should be resentenced and eligible for parole. Their attorney says Eric and Lyle are hopeful. The L.A. County D.A. telling ABC News that he weighed multiple factors, including the brothers' sexual abuse by their father and their transformation in prison. More from ABC's Matt Gutman in Los Angeles.
If a judge rules in their favor, it could be at least another 6 months before the parole board gets the case, then another 5 months before Gavin Newsom weighs in, which means it could be at least a year before they are released. But there is a separate track for the brothers' release with a hearing scheduled for late November.
President Biden making a formal and emotional apology to Native Americans at a reservation in Arizona Friday. The president calling the system of government-run boarding schools that forced generations of Native children from their families and tribes, quote, one of the most horrific chapters in American history. Dave Packer, ABC News.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for lots of sunshine and quiet conditions. A bit cooler today, a high of 57. Partly cloudy to clear and chilly tonight, will drop down to 32. Sunday, mainly sunny and pleasant, breezy, and a high of 61. Sunday night, partly cloudy, not as cool, will drop down to 40. Monday, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, a bit warmer, 67. Tuesday, sunshine, breezy, very warm, a high of 80. 73 on Wednesday, back to 52 on Thursday. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
It was easy for you to play the part of a
June, she was planning a welcome home barbecue, green bean casserole, grandma's recipe. There was a knock on the door around 2 o'clock. Two uniforms and her heart stopped. Yellow ribbon round an oak tree, blowing in the breeze. Hey, here's to the ones that didn't make it back home, the ones we ain't seen in so long. To hold up a beer was a wish they were here, was not forgotten but gone. In a better place up there, but they sure left a hole down here. We just go on living and go on missing the ones that didn't make it back home. Whole town shut down, the whole town showed up, sang Amazing Grace, watched the slideshow of his 22 years. There was laughs and there was tears. And that preacher talked about sacrifice and traffic stop for them Cadillac lights. Johnny sold beer half price that night, and everybody raised an eye, singing, here's to the ones that didn't make it back. So long. The hold up a beer was a wish they were here, was not forgotten, gone. In a better place up there, but they sure left a hole down here. We just go on living and go on missing the ones, the ones that didn't make it back home. Back to that front porch, back through that front door, to the life they were fighting for. Here's to the ones that didn't make it back home, the ones we ain't seen in so long. The hold up a beer was a wish they were here, was not forgotten but gone. They're in a better place up there, but they sure left a hole down here. We just go on living and go on missing the
thank you. cards will never fall my way. And it seems I've spent a lifetime waiting for my luck to change. But I can see the end in the distance up ahead. And though I'm not there yet, I keep on going. 'Cause I made up my mind, somehow I will survive one step at a time. I know I'm gonna find a place to rest this weary soul. Leave all the heartache and tears behind and get off this lonesome road. So I'll be walking with tunnel vision to keep my mind off. A day's coming soon, mountains in my rear view. Already made it through the hardest part. Nothing's gonna slow me down till I reach that sacred ground. It won't be too long now. I know I'm gonna find a place to rest this weary soul. Leave all the heartache and tears behind and get off this lonesome road.
That's great music, part of your weekend wake-up as we call on Shaylee Tennyson, Lonesome Road. Right around the corner, we will have today's history lesson. Don't go anywhere. That comes your way at 7:20.
Hey, Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Hi, I'm Kim. My family are all U.S. Cellular customers, so when they asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back, my mom was so excited. So, Us Days, exclusive offers just for us customers, like $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Hey, Mom. I know, right? Such a great deal. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back with exclusive offers just for us. Right now, get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Act of portrayal.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
It is time for a WRCO 75th anniversary flashback. 1957. Native son Frank Lloyd Wright joined WRCO on the air.
Domestically, Mr. Wright, have you any buildings in progress here in the United States?
We have more now than I've had all my lifetime put together before. We have a very heavy schedule, which we're endeavoring to meet. And it includes all kinds of buildings, almost all buildings you could think of, I guess.
Did you start your fellowship in 32, wasn't it?
1932. Mrs. Wright and I decided, because we had no work much to do, that we would make architects as well as architecture. And the experiment turned out very successfully, and they come to us from all over the world.
This WRCO History Flashback is sponsored by longtime sponsors Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court and Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
CBS presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place. Hunting. Searching. Scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Today's history lesson starts on the game show circuit. Pat Sajak, born on this date, he turns 78 years old. In 1972, Ringo Starr and singer Lulu would appear in a non-speaking cameo on Monty Python's Flying Circus program. In 1984, The Terminator, directed by James Cameron, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton, was released in the U.S. 1985, CBS's premiere of a fact-based TV film, Children of the Night, based on sociology student Lois Lee's expose on female crime, premiered on CBS. 2015, Spectre, the 24th James Bond film, and directed by Sam Mendes, starring Daniel Craig, premiered in London. Jackie Coogan, born on this date in 1914. Rita Wilson is 78. Keith Urban turns 68. And Seth MacFarlane turns 57. We'll have today's Rabbit Ears Memory in a moment from WRCO-FM.
Attention do-it-yourselfers and pros. At Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel, grab the Milwaukee M12 Fuel Hatchet 6-inch pruning saw kit for just $270, and they'll throw in a 2-pack of M12 batteries worth $130 for free. And check out these oil deals. Mobile 1, only $6.99 a quart. And Napa Premium Synthetic Blend, just $3.29 a quart. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today. Quality parts, great prices, and expert advice.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
This is CBS.
We end today's time travel and history lesson with a rabbit ears memory. It's an American historical drama television series about a family in rural Virginia during the Great Depression and World War II. The show was created by Earl Hamner Jr. It's the Waltons. Mr. Charlie Pride, kiss an angel good morning. 728, and we're at 25 degrees. That so far is our new morning low. Stay tuned. We'll have birthdays and anniversaries on the way next.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets.
Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own. But don't worry, local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It's time right now to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries on this 26th day of October, brought to you each and every day by the wonderful folks at The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Today is Saturday, October 26, 2024. Lots of birthdays and anniversaries to get to. We jump right in with a happy 50th anniversary to Dave and Marce Jelinek from Mark, Deanna, and Carter. Happy 28th anniversary to my wife, Diane Nottigal, with love from your husband, George. Happy anniversary wishes to George Nottigal from your loving wife, Diane. We can also let you know it's an 11th birthday wish for Carter Jelinek today from Mom, Dad, and Stuart. Also, Carter, you're on the St. Mary's School list this morning. From Willow Valley United Methodist Church, Jeff Olke is celebrating a birthday. Here's an anniversary for Tommy and Nancy Clary from Art and Margie. Happy birthday wishes to Ronnie Moore from your friend Margie. An anniversary again for George and Diane Nautical celebrating today from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Marge Brock makes the Willow Valley United Methodist Church list today. Happy anniversary number 50 to Dave and Mars today. Love, Brian, Rachel, Emma, and Easton. Sue Meyer, we hope you have a great birthday today. That from the Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Martin Christensen is on the Richland Center Free Methodist Church list today. Happy 14th birthday. This is going out to Easton Nelson from Grandma and Grandpa Colstead. Hope you have a great day. Birthday wishes for Stephen Grams and Carissa Ullman, both from Schmidt Woodland Hills. Happy birthday and a great day to Luciana Privett today from the RC Primary Birthday List. Happy anniversary to a special couple, George and Diane Nautical, with love from Bill and Rita. From the Bloom City Town Crier, we can tell you birthdays going out to Carter Jelinek, Marge Brock, and Martin Christian, and an anniversary wish today for Dave and Marce Jelinek. From the Little Willow Birthday Club, happy birthday wishes to Anthony Johnson and Sue Meyer. From the Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club, Cody and Stacy Dosh and George and Diane Nonagal celebrating anniversaries. And we have birthdays for Carter Jelinek, Tristan McIntosh, Brock Andrew Miles, Matt Schneider, Morgan Neuroth, and Lucas Price. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, Tim and Michaela Butke and Dave and Marce Jelinek, all celebrating anniversaries. And birthdays going out to Shelby Preston, Christine Young, Sean Ruland, Carter David Jelinek, Easton Nelson, Marge Brock, and Zaina Manring. Of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from WRCO-FM. McDowell on Country and Community, WRCO-FM. Got those wandering eyes at 10:37. We're about 10 minutes away from a news update. We'll have that with Joanne Krulatz. That comes your way at 7:45.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a company. They are a part of this community. The team is made up of coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMS. Rockwell is proud to support and serve neighbors every day, both in and out of the workplace. What they are asking from the community is, if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please contact them as they would love to partner with your organization. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with Rockwell Automation or have any questions, please call them at 647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
7:45, Joanne Krulot stops by with a look at your local morning news. Hey, remember that Pumpkin Fest 2024 continues this weekend at the Courthouse Lawn in Richland Center. Stop down today and tomorrow and check out all the great creativity with this year's pumpkin entries and one of the first events downtown. And there are a lot of things going on today. A pie eating contest sponsored by the Richland Center Lions Club that gets underway with a 9 o'clock registration. 9:30, you can eat the pie. Here are the Everly Brothers.
Bye, bye, love. Bye, bye. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy. I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me.
When you made love to me tonight, I felt as if I'd died and gone to heaven. And if that's how it feels to die, then lay me in your arms, I'm through with living. I'll get you down.
Made to give a man a lot of pleasure, but what you've given me tonight is more than anything on on earth can measure. Every inch of you that's woman makes me that much more a man. I've just about enjoyed all I can stand. I feel sorry for anyone who isn't me tonight. So if you think I'm bragging, well, you're right. Your love is simply flying and I'm higher than a kite. And I feel sorry for anyone who isn't me tonight. And I feel sorry for anyone who isn't me tonight. So
hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning, it's 7:45. We're at 25 degrees, following our low so far of 24. This news update with Joanne Krulatz is brought to you by Jones Chevrolet, Town & Country TV and Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Drought conditions are expanding at an alarming rate. Civic Media's Brittany Merlo reports.
There have been 82 wildfires across Wisconsin, with 32 of them starting because of improper equipment use. Things like unsecured trailer chains, lawnmowers, ATVs, UTVs, tractors, and more. Now, 77% of the state is in a drought and 30% has reached severe status. That's a 10% spike in just 7 days. Wildfires that occur under these conditions can burn for great lengths of time and smolder underground for days, which can be challenging to suppress. Amy Penn from the Wisconsin DNR says,
usually like 11 through 5 p.m., those are usually the more concerning times of the day.
Only operate equipment like chainsaws, off-road vehicles, and lawnmowers early in the morning or late in the day to avoid sparks at peak burn hours.
It's the safest time of day. That's usually when the winds calm down and the relative humidity increases again.
Burns are still suspended in several counties and elevated areas. Between boats headed to storage for the winter and hunters towing wreck vehicles, be sure to secure dragging parts to avoid creating sparks while driving. Avoid operating vehicles on dry grass, check tire pressure for exposed rims, and avoid all outdoor burning until conditions improve.
Consistently dry weather across the state has led to Wisconsin farmers completing their harvest earlier than expected. It's also led to a drop in their quality. Farming officials say soil around the state is showing signs of being depleted and more crop yields are being lost to weather-related issues. National Drug Take Back Day is today. The Wisconsin Department of Justice coordinates the effort to provide a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposal of prescription medications, while also educating the public about the potential for abuse of these medications. Local law enforcement is working with community partners to host drug take back sites in Richland and Sauk counties today. The Richland Center Police Department will be hosting a local Drug Take Back Day event today from 10 to 2 at the Richland Center Police Department. If you are unable to attend Drug Take Back Day, permanent drop boxes to dispose of unwanted medications properly are located at the Richland Center Municipal Building, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Center Pharmacy, and the Viola Village Hall. Local law enforcement is working with community partners to host three drug take-back sites in Sauk County, the Sauk Prairie Police Department from 9 to noon, and the Spring Green Police Department and Plain Municipal Office, both from 10 to 2. For Sauk County residents that cannot attend Drug Take-Back Day, medications can be dropped off at year-round drug take-back sites at the Ho-Chunk Nation House of Wellness, the Sauk County Sheriff's Department, and Police Departments in Lake Delton, Reedsburg, Sauk Prairie, Spring Green, and Wisconsin Dells. Accepted items include any prescription or over-the-counter medication, including capsules, creams, inhalers, non-aerosol sprays, ointments, patches, pills, vials, and liquids in original containers, and vapes with removable batteries. All items must be in sealed containers or Ziploc bags. For security, you are encouraged to black out your name and other personal information listed on a prescription label with a marker. Eagle School will host a fall festival and craft fair today from 10 to 3. Holly Liska is the organizer of the event.
We are having our first ever fall festival and craft fair. Last year we had our first craft fair, and we did it, I believe it was during Christmas time, and it was a great success. We really enjoyed it, and so we thought we'd do it again in conjunction with the Pumpkin Fest taking place in Richland Center.
There will be family-friendly games, arts and crafts, children's activities, and a food stand. In conjunction with the festival, a coat drive to help Hurricane Helene victims has been added.
I've been in contact with a lot of individuals and organizations that have been working down there, just kind of trying to get funds together and whatever needs need to be met over the last couple of weeks. And so it's still pretty hard tugging at my heart. And so this is something that had come up. I keep hearing they've got a lot of clothes down there, but it's snowing in the mountains. And so they really need things that are geared specifically towards coats, hats, gloves, things of that nature.
Feel free to drop off new or gently used coats, hats, and gloves or mittens. Holly Liska says she does know other items are needed, but they are focusing on the coat drive.
What we know that they want is propane and heaters. If people have campers that they no longer use or are willing to donate, obviously we can't take them, but we can connect them with the people who can get them down there. But yeah, like the heaters, the propane, if people want to donate money to the victims, I have a couple contacts down there they can directly donate to. But we're really focused on the new or very, very gently used coats, hats, gloves, snow pants, and even heavy blankets or sleeping bags. And if they have questions about things that they want to donate but they don't know who to get in contact with, I've pretty much made contact with people in all the states that have been affected, with the exception of Florida, and I can probably get them in line with somebody that they can work with.
The Eagle School Fall Festival and Craft Fair will be held today from 10 to 3, with the coat drive being held from 11 to 2. If you are unable to drop off items for the victims of Hurricane Helene today, but would like to make a donation, call Holly at 608-475-4560. Tiny Acres Farms of Muscadet will be hosting Boo at the Barn this Sunday. This is the fourth year of the event. Those who have attended in the past will find something new this year. Claire Ferguson is from Tiny Acres Farms.
This year's event, we're getting some enclosures done outside, so the public's going to be able to see more of the exotics outside. I think that's going to make it pretty unique, but of course, it'll still be the same where you just come on out to the farm and get to see all that we have to offer and have a good time trick-or-treating with the animals.
Tiny Acres appreciates everyone who attends their fun Halloween event. Jenny Ferguson is also from Tiny Acres Farms.
Our turnouts have been phenomenal, more than we ever imagined. And even the first year was like, wow. And then it keeps getting bigger. I think that if we have warmer weather, we'll definitely probably have a record number of people. It's exciting. It's exciting to be able to share our animals with individuals. It's exciting to see everybody come together. And I mean, they just have a good time. And it's not like they come and leave. They're hanging around and playing. And we did the bounce houses last year. We added those and we added the horse and wagon ride. And of course, we have our tractor ride still. So it's a fun afternoon.
The tractor wagon rides are an enjoyable part of the event.
In order to get everybody in, they don't go too far. But I think maybe last year they had gone out into the pasture. And so you're able to buy treats. And so the cows are all around you and, of course, following you. And so it's pretty neat.
Along with being able to see and interact with the animals, Claire Ferguson says that trick or treating will also be held at Boo at the Barn.
We have our main barn that all of our yearling animals are going to be in. They will be trick-or-treating in the barn. We have 8 pens in there. Every pen has a candy bucket, and there will be a person handing out candy at every pen. So you can just go around the barn at every pen, see a different animal, get candy, and make your way through the barn. We love to see all the kids come out with all their costumes. So usually at the end of October, it's pretty chilly. It's a good time to put on a nice warm costume. It's always neat to see all of the different costumes that the kids come up with.
Trick-or-treaters are encouraged to bring their own bucket or bag. Bags will also be available for those who forget to bring one. Also, parents are welcome to dress up in costume as well. Those who attend can also take and share photos.
Obviously, everyone will probably have their phones out. You can definitely take all the pictures that you want. And we do have a Facebook page on Facebook, Tiny Acres Farms. So we just ask that if you do have a couple of pictures that you took, you can go ahead and tag us in the pictures. We would love to see how your day went. And then when the event's all done, we like to see what you all did, because of course we are running around, you know, making sure that everything is going smoothly. So we don't always experience everything that we have to offer there. So it's fun to go back and see all of the pictures that the community took. So yeah, we hope that you go ahead and take pictures.
The 4th annual Boo at the Barn will be held Sunday at Tiny Acres Farms from 1 to 4. There will be food, games, a petting zoo, trick-or-treating, and family fun. Tiny Acres Farms is located at 26068 County Highway E, Muscadet. More information can be found on their Facebook page.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Today is Saturday, October 26th. Lily Martin, 71 of Wausau, died October 7th. A celebration of life will be held this morning at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lily Martin, 71 of Wausau. Dale J. Olson, 50 of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly October 18th. Funeral services will be held at noon today at the Advent Christian Church, Laval. Friends may call at the church this morning from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials are preferred in lieu of flowers. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements for Dale J. Olson, 50 of Reedsburg. Carter Matthew Hies, 20 of Rural Hill Point, died suddenly Monday from injuries received in an automobile accident near Bear Valley. Funeral services will be held today at 1 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home today from 10 until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the family. Carter Matthew Hies, 20 of Rural Hill Point. Tina Marie Main, 63, of Boscobel, died Tuesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A gathering of family and friends will be held Tuesday from 4 until 7 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held Wednesday at 10 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tina Marie Main, 63, of Boscobel. Daniel A. Fredericks, 59, of Muscadet, died October 16th after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be sent to Dan's sister, Catherine Bloom. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Daniel A. Fredericks, 59, of Muscadet. Cynthia Cindy Noble, age 70, died Thursday at a Grace Hospice's memory care suites after a courageous battle against multiple myeloma. A private burial will be held. In lieu of flowers, please consider donating to Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Cynthia Cindy Noble, age 70.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Israel launching its retaliation.